thank all of you who did share. And just to mention, and I've said this a couple other times over the last few years of doing these teleconferences with you, that even when you don't share verbally, there's so many ways that we're connected. We're connected soulfully, we're connected spiritually, we're connected subconsciously, we're connected energetically, that we really pick up whatever it is that is just soulfully coming from you to us because of our oneness. And just in the ways we're all not just interconnected, but absolutely just reflections of each other. I really thank you. Just by being here, you bless us and you honor us. And we're frankly much better off just because you're a part of this. And so thank you for blessing us in the way you just did. And I'm going to push one more button right now. And what I'd love to do and would be honored to do is just for the next 5, 6, 7 minutes, if you will, just lead us verbally in a quiet meditation time. So I want to invite you to just be in whatever soulful space you feel like being. And just let the magic and the wonder and the perfection and the glory of your own soulful presence and the presence of life just fill you in this time with whatever blessing, with whatever light, with whatever love, with whatever element of creation is just right for you right now. And as you just open to that and sit in the middle of receptivity and your own willingness to receive just the blessing of grace right now, please let these words be the background music, just be the verbal commentary that accompanies or perhaps is the spoken song to accompany that blessing. There is a lens that is just yours. It's dangling in front of your inner eye right now. That very lens that is so fine-tuned, so ready-made, so custom-designed just for you. It's a lens that, as you look through it and begin to look through it even right now, opens up to you a world, a certain world, a world of wonder, a world of individually crafted life, a world that you're called to, even if it may not be and may not look like the world that you grew up in. It's a remarkable world. It's a world that calls you ultimately to see and relish and just swim in its magnificence. It's a world that is way, way, way beyond the pain and the torture of the regular dualistic mindset or lens. It's a world that your soul called you to when you were born. It's a world that you came to discover after having walked through so many other worlds, so many other definitions of life, so many other lenses and perceptions. It's a world. It's your world. It's just ready-made for you by the very creative source that in the deepest love put you together. And it just may be that that world for you is all about love. And so as you watch quietly, internally, that lens manifest in front of your inner eye, you might feel the truth of that lens speaking to you in your heart, in that heartful, soulful space where, for sure, on this earth, it's almost always about love. It's almost always about looking through a lens into a world where your heart is in charge of the vision, where your heart right now, for example, wants to forge or put together or manifest a picture of life that's just your picture, a picture that reflects the deepest truth that you came here to bear witness to, that reflects the deepest truth of life that you're here to embrace and to be with and contribute to and fine-tune and give as your gift into humanity. It's a picture through this lens of the world that you came to know intimately, to embrace passionately, to feel heartfully, to love soulfully, to interact with energetically, to be fully present to, because it's a world that reflects the truth that in the deepest spaces of your being, you know, and know clearly, and know well, and know beautifully. It's a world that is just perfect because it's your world. Sit with me, sit with us, as we, all of us, gathered together with you right now, celebrate that lens, that world that's yours. Celebrate you and your right and your authority to have that world and to perceive that world in and through everything that happens around you and in you. It's a world that is so right. So right, even if so many around you have no clue that that world exists. Even if so many around you may not like or approve of, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is, in this moment, there's you, and there's this precious lens that you're here to recognize, to look at and say, ah, there's my lens, there's me. And then to craft that lens, to put it together with your own presence, with your own responsive embrace, and with your owning of your right and your responsibility and your wonderful privilege to dance and play in this world that this lens beautifully affords you. Thank you again so very much for this precious, sacred moment. Thank you for being you. Thank you for bringing the special lens that you've brought.